rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday, March 6th, May 6th. Randy. God, I can't believe how fast this year is going by. May 6th, 2026 edition. Last night, the Republicans in the 35th State Senate District did not bother to get out to vote. That simple. Michigan Republican Party, the campaign, completely failed. The Democrat, Chedrick Green, won, spending $1.2 million to get a job that pays $72,000 a year. Jason Tunney, the attorney, spent $215,000, most of it his own money, and got his butt kicked. Obviously shows me one thing. Republicans are not going to get out to vote this year. State of Michigan is screwed. If we end up with Jocelyn Benson or even Mike Duggan to be the next governor of this state, we're doomed. I've been praying on this. I've been thinking about this. Vicky and I have been talking about it. If the Democrats win in November in the state of Michigan, we don't get a Republican governor. We don't take back the Senate away from the Democrats. We don't maintain or increase our majority in the House. We don't elect a Republican Secretary of State, Attorney General. We don't get our Supreme Court justices elected, this state is doomed. Come January next year, 1st, 2027, the beginning of the decline of this state is going to go on steroids. You think what Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats have done to the state over the last 7.5 years has been bad? It's going to get 3, 4, 5 times worse with Benson as our next governor. Even Duggan. Folks, I can't understand how Donald Trump in the 35th State Senate District, November 5th, 2024, was able to beat Kamala Harris 60 to 40%. There's more Republicans in that district than there are Democrats. How in God's name did Chedrick Green win? Well, outside money. They wanted to make sure they did everything possible to make sure it went back to 2018 in the Senate for the rest of this Governor Gretchen Whitmer's final year of her governorship. And they did it. Not only did they do it, they did it overwhelmingly. It wasn't even close. Why would Republicans not get out to vote yesterday? Now, everything I predicted is coming true. Chairman of the Democrat Party of Michigan, Curtis Hertel, out there today, this is a sign that Republicans should be put on notice that we're going to kick their butts in November. We're going to run the table on them. This is absolutely a sign. It's happening across the country, and it happened again last night here in Michigan. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Just, I don't even want to talk about it. If we have the same type of turnout that happened last night in Bay, Midland, and Saginaw counties, we're going to lose everything in November. Even historically, we are due for a Republican governor. 8 years Republican, 8 years Democrat. 8 years Republican, 8 years Democrat. Well, after 8 years of Whitmer, we are due for a Republican governor. And I don't know if we can get a good enough candidate to be able to spend enough money to not only win the governorship, but to have that governor candidate help the down ballot ticket. Get Mike Rogers elected as U.S. Senator. Get back the majority in the Senate. Folks, you have to understand one very, very important thing. The future of our state, the direction the state goes, is going to be based on this November election. Pure and simple. I'm not going to use the phrase that this is the most important election of our lifetime, even though it is. I'm not going to say that, you know, forget midterm turnouts, non-presidential elections. President Trump's not on the ballot. We don't win. That has got to stop right now. Now, one other story I find this very, very interesting. Very interesting. Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, had a story out there that she wants to make sure everybody knows all about it. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says that over 2.1 million outdated voter registrations are slated to be canceled by 2029. 2029? Not this year, 2026, when she's running for governor. Not 2028, when we elect a new president, because Donald Trump is term limited out and can never run again. But she's going to wait until 2029 to finish the job. Lansing, Michigan. Danielle James. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson announced that her office has identified more than 2.1 million outdated voter registrations since she took office in 2019. Since she took office 7 years ago, January 1st, 2019, she's identified 2.1 million dead people and people who have left the state of Michigan from a video message in her office. Benson said she's in the process of weeding out and canceling these registrations, claiming that she has already removed 1.5 million. What about the other 600,000? She hasn't removed them. What has been the margin of victory for President Trump? 2016. How much did Biden allegedly beat Trump in 2020 by? How much did Donald Trump win in 2024? Less than 200,000 is the answer to that question. 2016, 2020, and 2024. Actually, in 2024, Donald Trump only won the state of Michigan over Kamala Harris. I believe it was 80,000 votes. She's identified 2.1 million, but she's already only removed 1.5 over the last 6 years. What are you waiting for? For the first time, the cancellations will include more than 180,000 dormant registrations. meaning people who haven't voted in a single election for at least the last 20 years? Oh, my God. Lady, have you read your own qualified voter manual where it states that if you haven't voted in the last two major elections, meaning a presidential election, then a midterm, or a midterm and then a presidential, that clerks can send you postcards to voters that are on the qualified voter files and confirm whether or not they're still alive, confirm whether or not they still live there, and if they don't or they are dead, they aren't able to fill out the postcard, the clerks, the township municipal clerks, city village clerks, can remove them from the qualified voter files. Are you kidding me? This is amazing. You know, and I got a very simple question. Why do you think all of a sudden this story is coming out by Danielle James of MLive? Why all of a sudden is this story out just last week, published April 30th, 2026 at 4:40 p.m. on MLive's website? Could this be as a result of all the attention the media has given to Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop, dealing with her Secretary of State's office, Jocelyn Benson, and her Director, Bureau of Elections, Jonathan Brader? You think it's coincidental that all of a sudden she's going to make sure this story comes out, why she is running, while she is running to be the next governor of the state of Michigan? She's the front runner right now in the Democratic Party's nomination. She's going to kick Chris Swanson's butt. And this other lady, Johnny Come Lately, that got in, Benson is going to be the nominee. She wants everybody to know that she's canceled all these fraudulent voter registrations heading into her election to be Michigan's next governor. I wonder why this story came out all of a sudden. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Let's rise and gonna take a stand for families and freedom across this land. No income tax saving us that dough. 4747 gives us room to go. From the fields to the city. Hear the people cheer.
Hear people cheer.
We're burying the lead. We got nothing to fear. So here's to the future. For the sky.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living on the road only made me tired and so.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one. Got a couple of text messages during the break. Yeah, that is pretty interesting. That story came out, Trucker. What is the website for us to donate to Vicky's legal fund to sue Benson? George, brother, you know, I didn't read that story from MLive. But you know what? You make a great point. They send a demand letter April 14th. She responds 3 days early by April 20th. Haven't heard anything yet as a response to the information she provided. And then another letter comes on April 30th, the very same day that Jocelyn Benson gets this story put out on MLive. Allegedly, Brader, the director of Bureau of Elections, didn't receive her response in a timely manner. Well, she re-forwarded it to him with the April 20th timestamp and the same information where she put spreadsheets together, did all the work, all the research, mailed out the postcards, got them back, sat down, created a spreadsheet, and sent it to the local township clerks for their review, determination, and final actions as to what they want to do with this information that Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk, provided. And Benson comes out with this story where she's still keeping 600,000 people on the qualified voter files. She's identified 2.1 million bad registrations, but so far she's only removed 1.5 million, leaving 600,000 people on the qualified voter files for this 2026 election, her election, where she's running for governor. And not even going to remove them, or even have plans to remove them, until 2029. Because she thinks Garland Gilchrist is going to beat Anthony Ferlini, the Republican candidate for Secretary of State, that her buddy, her friend, her pal, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist will get elected to be the next Secretary of State and is going to keep these 600,000 people on the qualified voter files for 2028's presidential election, of which Governor Gretchen Whitmer is running for president. Connect the dots here, people. This cabal of Democrats currently running our state government are all in this together. I can't believe this story. And the reporter, this Danielle James, spins this in this story as if Benson is doing her job, making it look like she's identified 2.1, but then in the fine print, in the body, because that's what the title says, she's canceled 2.1 or has identified for cancellation 2.1 million, but she's only in the story, fine print, about eight paragraphs down, does she even mention that she's removed 1.5 million so far, leaving 600,000 dead people and people that don't even live in the state of Michigan anymore on the qualified voter file statewide. And the margin of victory going all the way back to 2016 has been less than 200,000. President Trump beat Hillary Clinton. I believe the number was like 110,000. Biden allegedly beat Donald Trump in 2020 by 154,000. Trump beat Kamala Harris by less than 100,000. I think the number was 80,000. And Benson is leaving 600,000 dead people and people who no longer live in the state of Michigan still on our qualified voter files until 2029. That's what the story says. This has got to be stopped. Number one, Benson needs to be sued over these stupid rules that she's already implemented and preparing to implement again 2 weeks from this Friday on May 22nd. She's holding the third of three JCAR administrative hearings in Lansing where the Democrats won't even show up to give a quorum to the House committee. Because they don't have a quorum, they can't have a vote to reject these rules from becoming basically, in effect, laws to run our elections this year in which Benson is a candidate to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Well, George, the answer to your question, text me donate, D-O-N-A-T-E, and I'll send you the link to the Give So Give Send Go website that tells the whole story, lays it all out there, and tells you exactly what Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk, is willing to do. Raise enough money to hire the attorney and then sue her and tie these rules up in court so that they don't get implemented and used for the August 4th primary and the November 3rd general election. Text me, donate. My phone will auto reply and you'll get the link. We're moving on. More things happening in Lansing. Second hour, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tires.